After the tone, please speak your name into the telephone. Thank you. Please remain on the line. Hold for acceptance. Hello, this is a prepaid collect call from...
Turn that off, I can't hear.
Hey, honey, it's me.
An inmate at a correctional facility. Three-way or call waiting is not allowed, and they automatically disconnect this call. This call is also subject to being recorded or monitored, except for privileged communications between attorney and client. Your current account balance is... $47.89. Please select from the following options.
Oh, yeah.
If you consent to this call being recorded, and to accept this call, dial 1 now. To reject this call, dial 2. Charges for your call have been accepted.
Hello?
Hi, honey, I love you.
Love you, Chuck.
How you doing?
How you doing? We're making bread, so.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'll be up for a while still.
Yeah. Oh, no school tomorrow, I forgot. No school Friday probably either, huh?
No, they didn't have school today either because of fog.
Oh.
They were going to have a half a day, and then they just canceled.
Well, that's good.
So they got a five-day weekend.
Perfect.
Before I forget, Carl wants to know if you want to sell that sheet metal there at a porta potty.
I don't care how much you want to give.
I don't know. I didn't know. He wants to do it with his barn or something. What's it worth?
I don't know how many sheets are there.
I don't either.
And we can ask my dad to see how many sheets are there, and we can go from there. Imagine $20 a sheet.
Okay.
Probably a few hundred bucks worth there.
Are we going to use it or anything or not?
Oh, I mean, I don't... I would just sell it.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Mariah.
Have you talked to Laura lately?
I through Facebook and texting.
Tell her I said hi when you talk to her.
I will. She is, her brother's missing.
Missing?
Yep.
How come?
I don't know. She said that he was in Jackson, and then the last time he was seen was in Battle Creek on a video camera marathon.
Mm-hmm. That's weird.
The police told her that they have to wait 48 hours, or told them they have to wait 48 hours to do anything. That's weird.
Did you get hold of Sherry?
Yeah, because she probably didn't answer you tonight.
Uh-uh.
Okay, she told me to tell you that you can call tomorrow before noon. Or any time on Friday, she just wanted to know an approximate time she'd make herself free. But she was doing an intake when I texted her, and she didn't know how long it would be.
Where's she doing an intake at?
In Ann Arbor.
She's working late then.
Yeah.
I wish
she apologized.
The Transidone.
I know. Make it a little easier, huh?
It would. You know, I'm just dreaming about stuff, and it's hard.
I know.
Just
you want to call her tomorrow morning, or are you going to call her?
I'll probably call her before noon tomorrow. That's what I'll try.
Okay.
you know, if I don't, then I can't, you know, I mean, I'll try to tomorrow, though, but it's hard, you know, and Dara was here, she's like, you know, I said, well, you know, when Amanda comes and sees me, wherever I go, you know, can she tell me about the kids, and can I tell her to tell me because I love them? And she goes, no, she said she's going to find all this out, and she says, well, how do you know she's going to come to you? And it just hit me, like, really hard. No, I just bothered me. Hello?
I'm here, I'm thinking.
I don't know why she wouldn't. He goes, she just says, well, have you guys talked about divorce? And I said, no. She says, well, I don't know. She hasn't told me what she's going to do, but sometimes that happens, Mike, and I just want you to... And it just shatters through my whole body, you know?
Yeah. Did she cry?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, she cried here, too.
Would you ever do that?
Divorce?
Yeah.
If I did, it would only be paper. I'd still wear my ring and everything, you know? It wouldn't be any different.
You'd only divorce me if they made you, you mean?
Right. And it wouldn't be anything that I would go back with you as soon as I could, redo it, whatever I had to do. Not something that I believe in, so.
She said that they could not make you divorce and they couldn't take your kids away because you wouldn't divorce me.
My attorney told me the same thing.
Sherry
told me they cannot make me get a divorce.
That's what Dara said. And she said, no matter what, Amanda will always take care of those kids. She'll never subject them to abuse. And that's the bottom line. If Amanda came to see you, once you got out, that's fine. That's up to you.
And by then, who knows how long it'll be, Mike. The kids could be coming to see you. Some of them. Do you know what I mean? I was only 5 years. Right?
Yeah. I pray to God it's not going to be that long, but you never know, I guess, you know?
You know.
Wish they would have cut that deal now. Don't you?
I don't know. I just don't think it would matter either way.
Yeah. Just a lot of stuff goes through my mind.
I know.
Losing the kids, losing the wife, losing everybody.
I don't lose everyone. Not many people have as much support as you do.
I think everybody that writes feels so good.
But what?
I'm a strong person, but I really am not strong without you. You know?
I'm here, Mike. I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. I'm telling you, if they make me, it's not the end of the world because it won't mean anything to me.
I'll do whatever they say. I'm never going to go see the kids. I'm never going to do anything they say I can't. The kids are my heart. You know?
I know. They're mine, too.
I know they are. I just... never in a million years could I ever imagine losing them.
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry to keep doing this to you. I just want to talk to you all the time. you talked to Janet lately?
No, I just posted a picture of the kids on making bread, family bread making night or whatever. I made three loaves of bread.
Good.
And she commented on it. She said, this year I'm thankful for Mike and you and Mike coming into my life. So I commented that. We're very thankful for you, and thank you for all you've done for us.
Text her when you're done and tell her I said hi. And if she wants to take Senorita in, that I can get somebody to get her to her.
Yes.
She probably would take some chickens, too.
Right.
My mom's getting people around to write letters to the judge just to in support, you know.
Right.
Is she talking about that?
Briefly. Just wanted a phone number.
For who?
Jeff.
Oh. I'd kind of like your mom or your dad to, at my sentencing, to stand up and say something. I don't know how they would feel.
About what?
Just saying, you know, whatever. I don't know. Just pray that she gets me lenience. And she lets me show her that I'll do everything that she's asked me to do. You know, it's just like I wanted to plea, but at the same time, it's a risk that I could lose my kids, you know?
Right.
It was a catch-22. What is he supposed to do? I mean, if they give me that switch and share, it's so stringent, and it's twice as much as they were going to offer me, and she can control all the therapy, you know, to make sure
right.
I do everything I'm saying. I don't know, that's my thought, but you can see what they think.
Okay.
Mom said Sherry was going to write one.
That's good.
Kelly said she would. She wants to know the number to call to put more minutes on her phone, so maybe you can text her when you have a second.
To put money on her phone? Oh, goodness.
What is it?
Jack and Amelia have a huge bag and are putting all the canned goods in it. Harley's got Matthew picking them up, putting them on the couch. Now she's pulling them down and picking them up. Matthew is on your phone. I took a picture of him. He's, like, looking at it. Like, he's texting, you know, sitting on the stairs.
Did he text me?
No, not really. I haven't paid your bill, honestly.
No.
So I don't even know if it's working.
No.
I should be able to get it caught up and try to switch the plan down to a lower.
Yeah, spend the one and just take it down to really low if you can.
This call will be terminated in 2 minutes.
I don't need it. I'll give up everything I own. I really would.
We got to keep it. We got a shared plan.
We do?
What's Missy's phone?
Oh, I thought you meant you and I.
No.
Well, text Sharon tonight and tell her I said hi. And did Diane McDaniels call you yet?
No.
And the dog, she hasn't? All right. Well, I miss you so much. Did you get my letter about the renewing them when I get home?
Yeah.
Did you think that was a good idea?
Yeah.
I just listen to what everybody says, and that just scares me.
Yeah, you gotta be careful what we say on here, too.
I know.
I hate writing stuff in letters. And
I know. They don't open mine. They just open yours.
This call will be terminated in 1 minute.
Well, I miss you and I love you. And
love you too.
Tell the kids how much I love them and tell them it's not that bad here. Tell them it's easy, and not in a real bad place like the real bad people, you know what I mean?
Right.
And it's easy and
everybody's
nice to me. So
and what
I love
do
them
you want?
And I love you so much, okay?
I love you too.
I'll talk to you soon, honey.
Okay, I love you.
What time are you going to meet my mom? I'm going to try to call you tomorrow there.
One.
All right, I love you.
Love you too.
Bye.